is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green
bats tumble. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to a USAprepares.com. We are delighted you're here. Broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains, Studio A. Information's on the website, and there's a link to all of your instructors at USAprepares.com. Podcasts are free. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. And for those of you new to the class, there are about 200 of us here at USAprepares.com, experts in various areas. We are innovators, dentists, medical doctors, engineers, CEOs, surgeons, researchers, physicists, farmers, inventors, and we're students rising to become instructors. I'm delighted to introduce your newest instructor, Dane Wigington, and his website, geoengineeringwatch.org. Welcome, Dane.
Thank you, Vincent. Thanks for all you're doing for the common good to sound the alarm.
Dane, you know, I just shared with our engineer a couple minutes ago, pretty sad story. I mentioned this week that we had a, as you know, I'm a cattle farmer, and I raise about 100 head of Black Angus. And we had a cow, was our neighbor's cow, that he gave us. And so we were just taking care of his cow. The cow was down, and she has had many calves in the past, and she was a Lochinvelder, which is a belted Dutch brand, a Dutch cow. And so the front third of her is white, I'm sorry, black, and then the middle is white, and the back third is black. And so she really stood out. And when we'd go out into the field a couple times a day to feed the cows and check on them, and they'd come over for their hugs, and they're like family. I mean, we'd see them all the time. And it's different when you're a cattle farmer for compared to a cattle rancher, maybe, where you actually, you know, spend more time with the cows. Well, she was down, and she could not get up. So, you know, we gave her supplements, and we called the vet. The vet came over and said she's ready to deliver, and gave her an injection to induce labor. Well, she delivered last night, and her uterus came out with the calf, and she died. The calf died. So that's two more. That's two more that we've lost this year. We have lost 10% of our new calf crop. A whole year's worth of calves we lost. 10% of that amount in 30 days during the winter. And I blame this on the violent climate change. I blame it on the geoengineering. I blame it on the chemtrails. Now, naturally, you know, some cows will die, some calves will die, but nothing like this. And I thought that maybe, just maybe, this might be an anomaly on our farm. Maybe we're doing something wrong. That is not the case. As a matter of fact, we're doing better than most. And at the meetup that we had last night, which is our last Monday, we have a meetup every Monday, and we have for about 3 years. We've met once a week for 3 years at a restaurant. Our listeners and our instructors meet, and about 110 of us on average. And last Monday we heard that there's a farmer who lost about 50% of the calves during the winter because of the extreme freezing cold and the, you know, the birthing of cows and calves during that time. So I'd like to hear from you. You're the expert, Dane. Is this climate change man-made? Are we doing this?
Yes, but what people need to understand is there's a lot of factors in this equation. It's not just a this or that equation. There's a lot of layers to the onion, a lot of factors involved here. So is the greatest single disrupting component to climate engineering? Yes. Is that the only factor affecting the climate? Absolutely not. So what the climate engineering has done is made an already bad situation far worse, exponentially worse, and it has toxified the entire planet at the same time. So the climate engineering is taking us from, again, the frying pan into the fire. So people need to understand that geoengineering the climate happens from many different sources in that, and I'm not an Al Gore fan, believe me, not Gore or carbon credits or any of that sort of control mechanism, but we put about 90 million tons into the atmosphere every single day from human activity. Now, this has an effect, but if the planet was allowed to respond, Vincent, for the last 60-plus years, instead of being geoengineered, that effect would have been mitigated to a degree from the planet's natural response mechanisms, which have been completely disabled. So as carbon increases in the atmosphere, forests start to respond. They start to thrive instead of being systematically killed like your cattle. So in the case of the boreal forests, which are the terrestrial lungs of the planet, the northern latitude forests, with more carbon in the rain, they're naturally stimulated. The rainfall cycle increases. It's not decreased. And the rain is not toxic as it is now. It's highly toxic. So as I mentioned to you off the air, in the case of the cattle, we, according to Norwegian researchers that we work with, they have measured the amount of aluminum being uptaken in the grass. And that, over the course of a year, they quantified mathematically how much a cow would ingest, and it's a little over a half a kilo of aluminum. That's a phenomenal amount. And we're talking about enough aluminum to kill trees, literally. We know what the effect of bioavailable aluminum is on trees. So instead of these trees, again, thriving from any increase in carbon, which we have had, they are systematically dying because we know in the case of aluminum, they detect this toxin. They shut down nutrient uptake to protect their DNA, and they die. So we see some organisms that are uptaking this material, and we see a lot of mutated organisms in the forest. And we see, according to Norwegian and German researchers, they are seeing horizontal gene mutation in all plant life. This means there is no organic anything at this point. And there's a host of other downstream effects too, Vincent. Shredded ozone layer, again, completely disrupted hydrological cycle, and total toxification of the surface of the planet, period. These are all gifts from geoengineering.
Okay, so naturally the next question, Dane, is who's doing it?
The same people who print the money. I mean, I think all roads lead back to money, and these programs are certainly about power and control, period. And it's really an astounding situation we live in when we have an entire community of academia, and especially in regard to the, quote, climate scientists, and I use the term very loosely right now because you can't have a legitimate discussion about the climate unless you first and foremost talk about the climate engineering, which none of them will mention. So it's truly a facade at this point, and the roads do lead back to those who print the money, the central banks. That's where they can come up with unlimited funds, and a lot of people don't seem to see this or understand this. They think it's taxpayer money, but the whole taxpayer system appears to be just a mechanism of controlling society. And when the central banks, especially with the dollar as the reserve currency, can print all they want, and this is part of the reason the war is in other countries, and all this stuff's connected. I mean, as these countries, especially who produce oil, start to disconnect from the dollar, immediately you see a conflict is established there because they can't let the dollar be dethroned as the global reserve currency. Otherwise, they couldn't carry on this sort of insanity in our sky. But the reason I focused on this issue, Vincent, is if you can't walk out the door and breathe without sucking in a lung full of metal, and we all are, all of us are, whether we believe it or not, whether we admit it or not, we have enough lab tests from around the globe to know this. We have 70-plus lab tests from Northern California alone. We are all sucking in heavy metal every single day. It is affecting us. It's reducing our ability to think cognitively. I would say that's a crisis of the first order, period. Not only is it killing the biosphere, killing the boreal forest, shredding the atmosphere, literally the ozone layer is being ripped apart, but we're sucking this stuff in with every breath. So that's why I focused on this issue. I realize we face a lot of challenges, but I would argue this. If we can't think clearly, and we're all on that road right now, somewhere between a diagnosis of healthy and Alzheimer's or dementia or ALS or all the other ailments that come from this exposure, then we're not going to meet any challenge, period. Doesn't matter how much preparing we've done. Doesn't matter what sort of location we live in. If we can't think clearly, it's game over.
You know, I'm so glad you said that, because Alzheimer's is at a record rate. We have experts on this broadcast, Dr. Norman Shealy, Dr. Richard Allen Miller, and Dr. Joel Wallach, and they're all coming up with the same thing, that Alzheimer's seems to be everywhere, increasing at an increasing rate. Dane, if we were looking at, if we were in a park, you know, a city park or a neighborhood park or a community park, and we saw a dog or a cat going over to the sandbox and just, you know, defecating in the sandbox, somebody would run over and say, "Get your dog or cat out of there. What are you kidding? You're in the sandbox? You know, that's our sandbox." And that person who owned the dog would receive a tongue lashing at the minimum. And that's nothing compared to what's happening to our planet. Nothing. And it's so hard for me to understand what is wrong with the universities. What is wrong with our scientists? What is wrong with our elected representatives? I'm not talking about politicians, because we know they're bribed and we know they're compromised and we know that they're weak of character. But the representatives who might still be working for us, what is wrong with them? Why isn't the president of the United States saying, "You know what, guys? Listen, I want to play golf. I really like playing golf. And you're messing it up because it's raining or it's snowing or where's the sun? You know, I can't play golf because you guys are messing with the weather." How come no one other than you and a few of us in broadcasting are ringing this alarm and doing anything about it? Why?
That's the question that is really, truly difficult to wrestle with. Where is the voice of all these people who are going down on the ship with the rest of us? Because the water's coming over the deck now. This is not somewhere off of the horizon. It's coming over the deck. So if we trace back to, for example, a document I found on the NASA archives from 1966, 80 pages long, presidential document outlining the full scope and scale of the weather modification programs at that time. I'll outline that when we get back.
Sounds great.
Yeah.
Geoengineering Watch, geoengineeringwatch.org, Dane Wigington. We'll be right back. He's our latest USAPrepares.com instructor. I'm Vincent Finelli.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233. For the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Life's getting better.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
We're talking about violent climate change. And class, we have had, of the six expos that we've had, we have always had a headline speaker talking about violent climate change. John Moore talked about it. And he predicted many, many years ago that this would happen. And here it is. Dane, you were talking about the NASA archives. Please continue.
Yeah, the document I found there that seemed to appear perhaps was put out, meant for someone to find, but 80 pages long. People can Google this. I encourage them to Google this. If they Google 1966 U.S. government document geoengineering, they'll find the full document. We have it posted at geoengineeringwatch.org. In this document is outlined the scope and scale of the weather modification programs as of that time, with budgets in the hundreds of millions of dollars. The question you had that I was answering is, why are the universities, why are the, is academia not sounding the alarm? Because they're up to their necks in these programs. At that time, on that document, are about 10 major federal agencies named, DOD, DOE, Department of Interior, U.S. Forest Service, USDA. The list goes on. You also have about 12 major universities named involved with those programs since that time or prior to. So this document is there for everybody to look at. And the effect, the stated purpose for geoengineering on many patents, Vincent, is SRM, Solar Radiation Management, and that's how I got into this program. I'm a former Bechtel, or this fight, I should say. I'm a former Bechtel Power employee with background in renewable energy. My home was on the cover of the world's largest renewable energy magazine. When I moved to Pacific Northwest, built a very large off-grid home, and began to lose 60, 70, 80% of my solar uptake from whatever these aircraft were emitting in these grid patterns on intermittent days, clearly something was going on. So I dove into research and came to a mountain of data on geoengineering, which I was shocked I had not heard about. So I began to test the rain to see if the elements named in patents were indeed falling in the precipitation, and they were. So from a baseline of 7 parts per billion, which is already quite high given my filtered forested location in the Pacific Northwest, subsequent rain tests escalated, in the case of aluminum, almost 50,000% to 3,450 parts per billion, literally highly toxic rain. So that's how I got into this fight. And the the solar drop again around the globe, right now we have what's called global dimming, which is the amount of direct sunlight that no longer reaches the surface of the planet. It's somewhere between 22 and 25%. That's a hell of a lot of metal it takes to put in the atmosphere. And there's other causes. Again, there's anytime you put anything in the atmosphere, all sorts of pollutants are there. But mathematically, the climate engineering is by far the largest quantity of particulates. That's the purpose of these programs. And to give you an idea how much, according to internationally recognized geoengineer David Keith, he stated on the record their goal of putting 20 million tons of aluminum nanoparticulates into the atmosphere annually. And you can see him on record, on film and on the record, in a response to my question to him at an international conference, had any studies been done, human respiratory, environmental toxicity? The answer was patently no. He got caught on film with his leg in his mouth in that case. And people can see that on the film Look Up, which is available online also, a recent documentary. So, again, they've hijacked the universities, the scientists, and they're all part of these programs in one way or another. The amount of, or I should say the lack of honor in these programs is absolutely stunning, that there wouldn't be more people speaking out. And the amount of conditioning and I know in some cases threats, I have been contacted by a few people from major universities, scientists there that are literally being threatened. So why are they doing this, you asked initially. In the course of exercising power and control, weather warfare is absolutely going on. It's been going on. People ask, you know, why, again, the why would we do this question. Weather is an incredible mechanism of war where you can win a battle without firing a shot. By floods, droughts, and so forth. You have all the countries the U.S. is occupying now are stating on the record that their country has been droughted out by Western weather modification programs. And China and Russia are at this too, so I don't want to point the finger just at the Western powers. But as you meddle in these systems, as you derail the climate system, you damage it, period. For six decades, they've been damaging it. The more they spray, the more they have to spray to try to mitigate some of this damage, which makes it worse still. It's a very, very negative downward cycle. They have triggered feedback mechanisms in the climate now. Methane mass expulsion is one that's a global game-changing event. It's happening now. Ozone depletion and thus increased UVB levels happening now. So there's a lot of factors going on.
I'm almost speechless. Almost speechless. Dane Wigginton. This is about as serious as it gets. When we come back, I'm going to ask you, could we extinguish ourselves as a result of this? This is USAPrepares.com. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Spring time is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, Dave Wigington's with us. And he's got an extensive background in solar energy. He owns a 1,600-acre wildlife preserve in Northern California. And his focus is energy and geoengineering. And as he said before, he noticed global dimming with his solar array. Dane, Through the efforts of these criminals who are poisoning the planet, is it possible that they actually might cause our own extinction?
It's not just possible. It is the track we are on right now, period. And let me elaborate on that a bit if I can.
Sure.
We know, again, the degree of material in our skies, Vincent, is astounding. And we have stated, as I mentioned on the record by geoengineer David Keith, their goal of putting 20 million tons annually of these toxic metal particulates into the sky. This is on film and on the record. But we believe the actual amounts may be much higher. Most people don't recognize a real cloud anymore. The skies are so full of these cobweb-looking upper-level These are particulate clouds, just like what you would see with smoke. When you see smoke in the, on the horizon from a distant fire, you see the same type of cloud. It's not white as a normal cloud is. It just looks like this haze in the atmosphere. That's why the aerosol sprays from the aircraft look similar after they're dispersed, because it's a particulate, just like smoke is a particulate. So as they spray this into the atmosphere, if they're polarized particles, and based on some of the patents we believe they are, then they're hit with RF frequency, radio frequency from ground-based radio frequency transmitters, which we know exist, like HARP in Alaska. We're not speculating, so this helps these particulates to repel each other, spread across the sky. You have this upper-level haze, cobwebby-looking stuff. That's a hell of a lot of material. So, again, what's that doing? Shredding the ozone layer, totally disrupting the hydrological cycle, and toxifying everything on the ground, virtually everything. So now we have, when they do this, it changes convection. It changes the radiant balance of the planet. So you change wind patterns, upper level wind patterns change from this radically. That changes ocean currents. Now we have ocean currents that are pumping warm water up the eastern seaboard straight into the Arctic, thawing methane hydrate on the seafloor. And we have, this is happening now. Mass methane expulsion is happening now. Methane hydrate stored in the seafloor, in part because of these altered ocean currents, is releasing with such ferocity that, according to the latest reports, it's breaking up some of the multi-year sea ice. Methane hits the atmosphere and covers the planet like a layer of glass. It's happening now, not off on the horizon. And you hear the scientific community, again, in a very despicable attempt to hide the severity of what we face. They talk about methane being 20 times more potent than CO2 as a greenhouse gas. It's 100 times more potent over a 10-year time horizon. It's 20 times more potent over a 100-year time horizon. But if this expulsion of methane continues, it will be game over. And I encourage people to look up Venus Syndrome. This is the track we are on now. So back to the power and control. They've exercised this as weather warfare in various countries around the globe. We have a lot of examples of this. 2010, when Pakistan showed resistance to U.S. policy, they found 20% of their country underwater almost immediately. Same with Thailand. Thailand refused the U.S. a weather modification base. Thailand found themselves under record flooding almost immediately. You have leaders of countries like Iran on the floor of the U.N. stating publicly that their countries are being droughted out by these programs. Our media doesn't cover it. Same in Africa, when you have the countries that are allowing boots on the ground, 156 of those countries, by the way, same thing. Countries are droughted out. So as you exercise this weather warfare, again, you damage the ozone layer, disrupt the hydrological cycle, things get worse and worse. Now we have not as much natural protection from coronal mass ejections, CMEs, solar flare. And also we have EMP mechanisms that can cause electromagnetic pulses that can disable electronics. So in their mind, I think, Vincent, the more they spray, the more they have to spray to cover up the damage already done from the spraying. Very, very vicious downward cycle. We had an example of this in the Gulf of Mexico when they used the chemical Corexit to disperse the oil spill. What was their goal? To hide the problem. Not to mitigate it, not to make it better, but to hide it. So by some environmental reports, that chemical made that spill in the Gulf 52 times more toxic. But did the power structure care? No. The goal is to make the oil sink to the seafloor and hide it. So the same mentality is operating here. So the more damage they do, the more they ramp up these programs to try to mitigate or otherwise cover up some of the damage as long as they can. In the meantime, they're digging into bunkers, stocking up on ammunition, and poisoning all of us at the same time. So many layers to this onion. It's sickening the population, making us less cognitively functional, less able to respond to what's being done to us, disrupting the weather patterns at the same time. There's so many layers to this onion.
Dane, I was at the Chinese factory outlet. I had to buy some batteries for the farm. I had no choice, but I had to go to Walmart. And I was looking at the people in Walmart, and you can see that people are not in a hurry. They are sluggish. They are not healthy. What I'm saying is, just by watching the movement of people, there seems to be no cause for them to want to hurry up and get things done and move quickly. They're just sluggish. And I'm seeing more and more of that as we become more and more unhealthy. Are you drawing a connection between the aluminum in our environment and the sickness that we see almost everywhere?
there can't not be a connection. There is a connection. There has to be a connection. We know the metal's there. We know we're inhaling it. We know its effects. There has to be a connection. And certainly, as you mentioned earlier, in the case of Alzheimer's and dementia, based on the latest statistics, now 1 in 3 seniors in the U.S. dies with Alzheimer's and or dementia. Not dies from it, but dies with it. So again, we have so many lab tests that prove conclusively this metal's in the air. We know the effect. We know from internationally recognized scientists like Dr. Russell Blaylock. I encourage people to Google his name. He's courageously, one of the few, courageously spoken on the record as the effect of these nanoparticulates of heavy metals on our system. They're so small, they enter straight through the lung lining into the bloodstream where they adhere to cell receptors like a plaque. Now you have synergistic toxicity. We know how harmful aluminum is, barium is, strontium is. All these metals are hugely harmful in and of themselves. But you start to mix them together, you have a much more lethal brew. So we do have studies in the case of aluminum and mercury. We all have mercury in us. We know this from the coal fire burning and the fossil fuel burning, vaccinations, so forth. Now we all have aluminum in us. That's beyond dispute, beyond question. In the case of these two metals, because of synergistic toxicity, the overall toxicity can increase as much as 10,000%. So we're not talking about a little bit worse. We're talking about exponentially worse. So again, from every direction, this is why I focused on climate engineering, Vincent, because from every direction, it's sucking the noose around our necks, toxifying the entire planet from bottom to top, toxifying our foods, being absorbed in our lungs, disrupting our hydrological cycle completely. That's why, you know, the cattle situation, they're eating grass that's contaminated with this, mm-hmm. and it's killing plankton. In fact, the UV levels are so intense right now. We're metering UV. We're getting readings that are 1,200% or more above what we're being told we're exposed to with UVB. That kills plankton. Plankton stocks globally are down 50% right now. Plankton supplies 50 to 60% of the Earth's oxygen content. From every direction, climate engineering is absolutely pounding the final nails into our collective coffins. And again, to answer your question with a little more clarity, could this exterminate life on Earth? It is, and it will, if it does not stop. And they've already triggered feedback mechanisms that can't be shut off, like methane mass expulsion. There's enough methane in the Arctic to extinguish life on Earth many times over, and it's happening now. So we must allow the planet to respond. This all-out assault that is climate engineering, if it continues based on all available data, it's game over. And the data backs up what I'm saying. It's not alarmism. It's not jumping to any conclusion. It's a fact. If you graph this out on any trajectory based on what's happening right now, we're in the, by the way, a lot of your listeners might not know, we are in the sixth great mass extinction right now, today. This is statistical fact. 200 plus species a day of plant and animal being lost. That rate is accelerating. That's 10,000 times background extinction rates. From every direction, the climate engineering is exterminating the planet's ability to support life, period.
Dane, I was talking with the veterinarian who's been our vet for many, many years here at the farm. She's been to the farm a couple times, and we had trouble reaching her because she was out on call. She was out in the fields. She was really, really busy. And she's telling us that cows that are down are in the greatest numbers that she's ever seen. And by that, we mean cows that cannot get up. And when a cow can't get up, death is imminent. It's just statistically the way it goes. So when a cow is weak, it can't get up, then it dies. And I've never seen, in my experience, a cow survive being down. Once they're down, we can't get them up, and they die right where they are. They can't move. Now, she said yesterday, I did before yesterday, that the nutrition is not in the grass right now. So the cows are eating, but they're not getting the nutrition, and it's making them even sicker. So we are seeing the effects of exactly what you're talking about. And I've mentioned on the air, and I've mentioned at the meetups, that the trees in the Ozarks that I've seen, the Ozark Mountains in Missouri, where I live, are sick. They don't look healthy. The limbs are falling off them. Tree limbs are falling off. Trees are dying. Trees are falling down. The weak trees are dying. There's plenty of firewood. It's sad. It's really, really sad. And so I put out an all call months ago on this radio show. And Genesis Communications Network is the world's largest alternative radio network. It's worldwide. There are more hosts on this network than any other. And my call was, if you see a plane taking off that is spraying chemicals or landing, where are they taking off from? Where are they landing? Who's putting fuel in them? Somebody must know, either a pilot, a co-pilot, a truck driver who drives the fuel to the planes, persons who install this equipment in the aircraft. Somebody's got to know something. Give us a call. Not one call, Dane. Not one. I don't get it. Nobody knows? Can't be. Is it that secretive? When we come back, can you shed a little bit of light on that? Dane Wigington. And right on page one of USAPrepares.com, there's a post, geoengineeringwatch.org. It'll take you right to his website. We'll be right back.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse, massive crop failure, chemical or biological attack. So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at harvestright.com.
Warnings of an American collapse hit us nearly every day. Gear up while you still can with Infidel Body Armor. Don't spend between $500 and $600. Infidel is available for just $374.99 with free shipping within the U.S. Made in America and legal in all 50 states. Resist tyranny with Infidel Body Armor. Buy yours today at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered your Mother's Day flowers yet, make sure to visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. ProFlowers has a Mother's Day special for radio listeners. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. And if you want to make her day even more special, upgrade to a premium vase and add gourmet chocolates for just $9.99 more. Mom will be so happy when she unwraps her beautiful bouquet of blooms, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. Each time she looks at her Mother's Day flowers, she'll think of you. But hurry, this deal expires soon, so make sure to place your order today. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to proflowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W, proflowers.com/radio, code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's proflowers.com/radio and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Watch it. It's gonna be sliding.
When are today's hot?
Watch it. Thank God you're
late. When you go to the feed, for 2 seconds, sir.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dane, I really want to personally and publicly thank you for being with us. Broadcast is not over yet, but I want to thank you for all of your work. You have dedicated, the rest of your life to ringing the alarm, exposing the corruption, and telling the world what a dire situation this really is. I have called this murder on this broadcast. I've been using the word that this geoengineering is literally murder at the highest order. It is murder of plants, it's murder of animals, and it's murdering we the people. I've said it. Dr. Norman Shealy, medical doctor, a little over 80 years old, who's on the air with us every Wednesday for 2 hours, a surgeon of the year, brain surgeon, neurosurgeon. He did his internship at Massachusetts General. He said it. Dr. Richard Allen Miller, the real Fox Mulder of the X-Files, he has said it. Is this murder?
There's no other word for it. In fact, again, if one statistically, mathematically, looks at all aspects of the quote-unquote climate engineering, it is the greatest all-out assault on all life on Earth, period. And you asked before the break, Vincent, how, with so many people involved in these programs, how we could not know what's happening, how someone would not have spoken out. One, right. A few people have spoken out. In fact, when all the birds fell from the sky, and many people will remember this, they heard about it in the U.S., but they didn't hear about it that it happened in 34 places around the globe at the same time. Certainly a result of the RF frequencies with weather modification, the most likely component that caused those birds to drop with whatever experimentation they were doing. John Wheeler, former Bush aide, was seen outside the Pentagon, according to witnesses, saying he was going to blow the whistle on these programs. He was found in a landfill 2 days later. So I'm sure that everyone in the system knows they're being monitored. We know NSA monitors everybody now. There's no dispute about that. And also, and this is very important, I think, you have the vast, vast majority of our military brothers and sisters are being told they're doing something benevolent, something for the common good, something that's saving the planet and not killing it. And we know in Vietnam, I'm absolutely certain that the members of our military who sprayed Agent Orange on their own comrades on the ground were told it was safe, were told it was fine. Again, the blatant, glaring lie. So compartmentalization, I spoke to a KC-135 pilot off the record. He didn't know what he was doing up there. When he went back to ask questions the last news I got of him was he was medicated behind a desk. So apparently you don't ask questions about this sort of issue. And we know we have hard stats. When you call it murder, it is exactly that. We have hard stats. From 2005 to 2010 in the continental U.S., respiratory mortality went from 8th on the list of mortality to 3rd. That's a gargantuan leap. Should have been headlines on every paper. We think the CDC is hiding that it's gone into 2nd now. There's nothing else you can attribute this respiratory mortality to but the climate engineering. And when we have NOAA, National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, admitting on the record that the atmosphere is now full of particulates and they can't figure out where it's coming from, why can't they figure it out? Again, back to your question before the break, because everyone in academia, all the PhDs in academia, are trained, conditioned, and forced to not acknowledge anything as reality unless or until it's printed in one of their peer-reviewed, power structure-approved manuals. If it's not approved there to go in that manual, it doesn't exist. It doesn't matter if it's right in front of our face. It doesn't matter if we have film footage. And for those who deny this is happening, we have film footage of it happening in altitude. KC-10s, KC-135 spraying up close, right behind the aircraft, nozzles visible, turning on and off, into the debate. It's over. We have film of the crime happening. So there is no debate. This is definitely going on. And, again, so much metal is falling on us. You talked about the trees. So much metal is falling on us. It's changed forest floor pHs 10 to 12 times toward alkaline in the Pacific Northwest. 10 to 12 times. This is an astronomical amount of metal. It's killing everything. In the last 10 years, aquatic insect life, as measured in the Pacific Northwest by a U.S. Forest Service biologist who's done it for 35 years, 90% decline. 90. That's extermination, any way you slice it.
Dane, I am so sorry to say we are out of time. I really am. We have to come back many, many more times, if it's okay with you. And let's talk about what can we do to stop this.
Our site, geoengineeringwatch.org, is a tool. Lots of instructions on there. We all need to sound the alarm.
There you go. And it's on page one of usapreparedness.com. Dane Wigington, geoengineeringwatch.org. Dane, thanks so much. I'll call you after the broadcast, and we'll schedule more broadcasts. Thanks again. Really, I'm serious.
Thank you.
Coming up, Al Lanuto.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.